This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. Britain's Armed Forces Minister on Monday suggested that a veteran who served in Afghanistan took their own life following the Taliban's takeover of the country, a claim he later admitted was incorrect. James Hebe told broadcaster Sky News that certainly one person has taken their life who did so because of their feeling over the consequences of withdrawal of U.S. and U.K. forces from Afghanistan. He said it made him sick to the bottom of my stomach. Appearing in another television interview later on Monday, Hebe corrected himself, saying he may have been wrong and that the report he was referring to was inaccurate. He added the Ministry of Defense was looking into the claim. The Taliban say they have taken control of Panjshir, a province near north of Kabul, the Afghan capital. The province was the last holdout of anti-Taliban forces in the country, also the only province the Taliban had not seized during their sweep last month. Thousands of Taliban fighters overran districts there overnight, according to witnesses from the area. The anti-Taliban fighters had been led by the former vice president and the son of the iconic Taliban fighter, Ahmad Shah Massoud. Mutinous soldiers in the West African nation of Guinea have detained the president, Alpha Conde, in an apparent coup. A video of the president in military custody was released after hours of heavy gunfire broke out on Sunday near the presidential palace at the capital. An army colonel also seized the public airwaves, telling the nation that Conde's government is dissolved and the constitution is invalid. This is VOA News. And Thailand's worst coronavirus surge yet, lockdown measures have reduced what little Bangkok have not had to zero. Their plight was given rise to volunteer groups working to ensure the poorest survive. And the volunteers have supplied more than food. They've brought oxygen to patients stuck at home, tested whole communities, and helped open isolation facilities so sick people do not infect their family. Most of New Zealand will move out of lockdown Tuesday, except for the largest city of Auckland, which will remain in the strictest type of lockdown until at least next week, according to the government. In an announcement, the nation has been battling an outbreak of the Delta variant of the coronavirus since last month. All recent cases have been found in Auckland, including 20 that were found on Monday. Mexican border agents and police broke up a caravan of hundreds of migrants who had set out from the southernmost Mexico. It was the fourth such caravan officials have raided in recent days. The group of about 800 was made up largely of Central Americans, Haitians, Venezuelans, and Cubans. They spent the night at a basketball court about 40 kilometers from a border city, where they had been kept awaiting processing by Mexican immigration officials. Shortly before dawn, immigration agents backed by police with anti-riot gear went into the crowd, pushing many into trucks and sending others fleeing altogether. The Tokyo Paralympics closed to end a saga that began 8 years ago when the Japanese capital was named the host city by the International Olympic Committee. The Paralympics ended a 13-day run in a circus-like ceremony at the National Stadium. The Olympics closed almost a month ago. These were unprecedented Olympics and Paralympics postponed for a year and marked by footnotes, asterisks, and no fans, except for a few outlying venues away from Tokyo during the Olympics and a few thousand school children who were allowed into Paralympic venues. Recapping one of our top stories, the Taliban now say they have in fact taken control of Panjshir province north of Kabul, the Afghan capital. The province was the last holdout of anti-Taliban forces in the country and the only province the Taliban had not yet seized during their sweep last month. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.